3, 2, 1. Well, good afternoon, North Central Montana. This is Brent Rader with MSU Extension in Teton County, and it's been a busy week for MSU. We've had cropping seminars running through the whole Golden Triangle all week, and today they're splitting their time between Shoto here at the Stage Stop Inn and being down in Great Falls. And this morning I have Dr. Clayne Jones with me, and Clayne is the MSU Soil Fertility Specialist with Extension out of MSU, an excellent resource that we have at MSU, helping us through fertilizer guidelines and doing a lot of research. Clayne is really busy getting out and trying to help people understand soils and fertilization. So, Clayne, one of the issues that we had last year, obviously, with all the heat and the drought, was we're starting to see a lot of samples, or have been seeing a lot of samples come in, especially on our forages that are extremely high in nitrates. Could you just kind of give us a brief overview of maybe next year, if we have similar conditions, how we can minimize those high nitrates in our forages?
Sure. Well, first, I think we should be optimistic and hope we don't have the same conditions as this last year. But drought certainly increases forage nitrate. The main reason it does that is when it's dry and hot, the plant simply doesn't have enough energy to convert nitrate over to the amino acids, then to the protein, which is what your animals would prefer. So that's why nitrate levels are high. My recommendations would be, before you cut, to come in, talk to Brent. He can do what's called a quick test for nitrate, make sure your levels aren't too high. If it comes back high, you then send a sample to a lab and see what the actual concentration is. The concentration allows you to decide whether you can cut it and feed it, maybe have to blend it, or don't cut it at all and wait for those nitrate levels to go down.
So one of the issues, we had some stuff that was extremely high in nitrates, and maybe you're not the one to ask this. I probably should be asking this question to Dr. Emily Glunk, our forage specialist, but I had somebody that came in and had extremely high nitrates that there's basically no way they could blend it out, and another agent, senior agent, recommended to me, well, geez, at that point they probably should have just let it go to seed and cut it for seed, and I don't know if that's probably an option that could happen if it's extremely high. But, yeah, as you said, Clayne, hopefully we won't have these same conditions next year and we'll have plenty of precip and plenty of water, that we don't have these build up of nitrates in our forages. But do talk to your local county extension agent. They have some resources that will help you identify those, keep some calves and cows safe as we get later in the winter and start feeding heavier. And with that, I do appreciate it, Clayne. Appreciate you guys spending all week up here traveling. The weather's been up and down, and I know you're trying to beat a winter storm to get home this afternoon back to Bozeman. From MSU Extension in Teton County, this has been Brent Rader.